Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, we've been talking all morning about the need when it comes to families who are hungry. And you guys are estimating 1.5 million people just in New England who will struggle with hunger this year?
Yeah, and this particular issue we're all facing, this tragedy, is just seeing those numbers change every day. You know, when you think about the volume of people that have applied for unemployment, put that on top of the individuals that were already experiencing food insecurity early March, you know, you've doubled and or added double plus what the number of people are. So it's a very frightening situation for many of our residents in New England. We care about you. We want to help you to the best of our ability. You may have never been in this situation before, and that's why support from communities like you're doing today and our general donors just matter so much right now.
And is it accurate to say that when it comes to food distribution, yours is up 50% during this?
Well, I'm going to give you more frightening. It's the food going out the door is actually up 100%. So where we used to do 1 million pounds out the door, which is roughly 1 million meals a week, we're now doing 2.5 million pounds out the door a week. So it's growing, you know, it just expeditiously. That's what I mean. It's just like day after day. So we had our largest month ever in the history of Food Bank, which was March. And that was 8.1 million pounds compared to the largest ever was 6.4. And April went to 9.7. So we had the largest in May March ever. And then, then April became the largest ever. So you can just see how much demand there is. So the two different words for us, the need is growing 50 to 75% more at the agency level. What they're seeing, newly unemployed individuals that have never come to a pantry before, folks that are, that may, you know, be needing food for the first time. And then we're seeing the food out the door about 100+% more. And it's scary and it's painful. And we know that so many people are hurting and they don't know, you know, what the future is. Nobody knows what the duration of this is. We just believe it's going to be a long recovery.
And when it comes to the history of the food bank, when you say the greatest need ever, that's more so than the 2008 recession or pre. How long has the food bank been around in Boston?
Well, Boston are almost 40 years old, started in 1981. And I think our colleagues in New England are probably very similar in the time where they began, because we've all sort of started around the same time in those early 80s. But I think that the recession, you know, was, yes, painful. And, you know, it was termed the Great Recession and since the Great Depression. And, you know, so I'm not an economist, so I'm not going to say we're headed into a depression. But I'm sure going to say this feels like nothing any of us have ever been through. You know, it's your health. It's the way you're doing business. It's the impact of a pandemic. It's the, you know, cause and effect to the economy. And it's also the pervasive weakness that's happening here. I mean, so the recession was can we gain our financial resiliency back? And we did. This is a resiliency that requires everybody, you know, littles to bigs, to rethink their entire, you know, businesses. And, you know, as you know, your efforts to help restaurant workers, and I grew up in the restaurant business, and, you know, these are our frontline workers, lowest paid, highest risk, and our economy's depended upon them, but they've been very invisible until this time. And now all of those essential frontline workers are deeply invisible. You know, tell me the last time you cared about a plant closing that brought pork, beef, or turkey to your household. We now care about that. Or the restaurant worker that served you coffee and made sure you were taken care of, you know, or the truck driver or the food banker or the grocery store, you know, person. You know, these are all workers that we now go, oh, yes, and we can't forget them. We have to stay vigilant on that, and I just want to applaud you for all the work that you're doing through Restaurant Strong as well.
Well, we have several simple ways that you can donate to help the food banks. You can text GBFB to 20222 right now and make a $10 gift, and that turns into 30 meals, correct, Catherine?
Yes, 3 meals for every dollar, yep,
okay,
raised.
You can also go online at weei.com/feed and make a donation there, or you can call 866-366-3669. And the numbers continue to go up, not down, every week. And so I know people have been very generous, even with economic unsurety looming, people continue to give. So to me, that's the most amazing thing about the place that we live in. If you can do a $10 donation or a $20 donation, you'll be providing meals for families. And it may not be who you think it is. I mean, I think this has exposed the fact that people just unfortunately are, immediately lose a job and don't have, when it comes to savings and things like mm-hmm. that, are just immediately plunged into this kind of desperate situation for food. And I know you guys see that all the time. So
we do. I mean, people have always, for anyone that has found themselves to be food insecure in New England, they've always had to make trade-offs, right? Do I use my food money or do I pay my rent? Do I use my food money or do I pay my utility bill, my car payment, my tuition payment, my medicine? So all of my daycare, these have all been things. But now there's no money, right, for so many of our workers. They are now unemployed, and they're waiting, right, for either their unemployment or their stimulus or something to help them. But it puts them in it. There's no money to trade off anymore. They must go to a food pantry. You also want to encourage your listeners that there is, you know, there's SNAP, or what is known as the food stamp program. That program is available to many people listening today. And in Massachusetts, and I'm certain this is true in other states, there are emergency school meals for anyone 0 to 18 can go to a site and get a breakfast and lunch for their children 0 to 18. So there are a number of ways to help, and you can go to gbfb.org and see those ways that you can get assistance. And SNAP is a federal program. All states have it. So every state, every food bank supported today through New England would have that program. And they each have a food bank that we can help your listeners find and locate a program in your community that can help you. So there's a lot of things here to help, but, you know, you can't take away people's pain, and you can't, you know, you can just offer them some food and hopefully hope, you know, that we're here and we'll help you in every way we can.
And there is one other piece of good news, which is that you guys are hiring.
We are.
Yeah.
You know, what I say I'll say to you and your listeners is counterintuitive, right? There are huge layoffs that we've never seen before, and the Greater Boston Food Bank is counterintuitive. We need people. We need warehouse workers. We need folks that have a CDL license This is a truck driving license. You may have been laid off in another industry. And again, we're trying to add team members so that we can meet the demand at our doors. And I'm certain this is true for my colleagues in New England, because all of us are having to grow quickly and safely and keep our workers, who are frontline folks as well, safe and healthy. But the team at the food bank at Boston, and I'm sure around New England, these teams, they're awesome. They're stepping forward. They're putting in long hours. They care deeply about the mission. So if you want to join a mission-driven organization during a pandemic, and call us, you know, or go to our website, we'd love to talk with you. Yeah, you are more than welcome, and thank you for spreading that word as well.
Well, I want to check this Shaw's and Star Market big board, and we are at 25,000 meals, which have been donated so far this morning. So we're off to a good start. Catherine, I thank you so much for joining us. It's great to talk to you again, and keep feeding people. Keep doing.
Well, I will, and just you and your team, you know, as well, all you do to help people every single day in both the serious aspects of this and your good humor to help us get through these terrible times. So thank you and your team.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.